Change was in the air this week as EPA rolled out its first plan for storing CO2. But while federal policymakers met with scientists and industry on new lead standards, businesses buzzed over a DC court decision which eradicated a major air control policy. Today is July 18, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA on Tuesday proposed a rule to guide businesses who plan to use carbon sequestration for CO2 control. The proposed regulation would create a new class of injection wells under the authority of the Safe Drinking Water Act's Underground Injection Control, or UIC, program. EPA Administrator Stephen L. Johnson had this to say. EPA:
Today's proposal paves the way for technology that protects public health and helps reduce the effects of climate change. With proper site selection and management, geologic sequestration could play a major role in reducing emissions of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere.
The proposal includes extensive requirements to ensure wells are appropriately located, constructed, tested, monitored, and ultimately closed with proper funding. It would apply to owners and operators of wells that will be used to inject CO2 into the subsurface for the purpose of long-term storage. EPA is requesting public comments on the proposed rule for 120 days. The new lead standard proposed earlier this year may need a little more time for industry to put its 2 cents in, according to EPA. The agency announced Thursday it is extending the deadline for public comments on the proposed National Ambient Air Quality Standards for Lead to August 4, 2008. It would have been July 18th. EPA also backed off the issue date for its final standard to October 15th to allow the agency time to carefully review and consider public comments. The agency decided it would need more time to write the rule after taking public comments this week in several meetings across the U.S. Coming up, environmentalists and the Bush administration made strange bedfellows in the support for the Clean Air Interstate Rule, but the badly written 2005 regulation for controlling sulfur dioxide and NOx emissions has gone up in smoke thanks to a D.C. court decision, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
It's back to square one for the Bush administration in trying to implement a workable air emissions regulation for power plants. And according to experts, it's likely that nothing will happen on the issue until next administration. Surprising industry, the federal government, and environmental groups, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, citing several fatal flaws, last Friday vacated the entire Clean Air Interstate Rule, or CAIR. Deciding the landmark case of the state of North Carolina v. EPA, the court said, quote, "No amount of tinkering with the rule or revising of the explanations will transform CARE, as written, into an acceptable rule," end quote. The court ruled on July 11th that EPA overstepped its authority by instituting the cap-and-trade rule. It said the Clean Air Act did not give EPA the authority to change pollution standards the way it did. Citing more than several fatal flaws, the court told the agency it must completely rewrite the entire regulation. The basic flaw in CARE, according to court documents, was that EPA did not assess each state's significant contribution on a state-by-state basis to the impacts of emissions on downwind states. The court agreed with gas-fired utilities that coal-fired utilities received an unfair credit advantage through the rule's fuel adjustment formula for heat input as it relates to NOx emissions. Environmental professionals should expect a more robust, state-specific rule to replace CARE eventually, but likely not until the next presidency, unless Congress decides to take matters into its own hands. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.